It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Spoiler alert here. If you DVR The Bachelorette, I'm about to talk about who won. So just turn us down for about 10 seconds. Well, a little longer than that, but then it'll be over. So your top two last night were Blake and Garrett. She declined Blake's proposal. He was runner-up.
It's better. Will you let me spend the rest of my life making you smile?
There's just one piece with somebody else that I'm not ready to say goodbye to yet.
Oh, Megan!
No!
Put his heart into a blender. And then she finally told Garrett that she loves him, and then, of course, he proposes.
This journey has been a roller coaster of every emotion, but the one strongest emotion is love. And I've been waiting to say it for the right person. I've been holding back because I wanted to be 1,000% certain. Garrett, Vincent, Ergoyan, I love you. Oh. I love you so much. I do.
Oh, you do.
Rebecca Jo Kufrin, my Becca, will you marry me?
Oh, worst Bachelorette in history. I was so bored. I didn't even watch the finale. It's the first time I haven't watched or finished a season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette in years. So I cannot wait for them to get anyone else. But Bachelor in Paradise starts tonight! Woo! I'm so excited.
What's so great
My pants
about it?
Are already off.
What's so great about Bachelor in Paradise?
10 times better, way more drama, more everything. It's just, and it's funny. It's just great. Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn could be headed for a split due to her new movie. The Delicate singer signed up for the big screen adaptation of Cats. Of course she did. Sources say the project is going to be demanding and intense, and she's going to have to spend a lot of time throwing herself into the rehearsals and a grueling film schedule, so she may not have time for Alwyn, her boyfriend, and it's unknown how he's going to handle that. In Vogue September issue, Beyonce revealed that she gave birth to twins Rumi and Sir via emergency C-section. She said, "I was swollen from toxemia and had been on bed rest for over a month and many weeks in the NICU following their birth." She even described her husband Jay-Z as a soldier and had said that he was such a strong support system for her during the experience. She talked about what the surgery meant for her and how she embraced her fuller body. That wasn't the case for her first kid, Blue Ivy, because she said, "I believed in the things society said about my body should and how it should look. I put pressure on myself to lose all that baby weight in 3 months and scheduled a small tour to assure I would. Looking back, that was crazy." She said she's prepared to go into beast mode whenever she decides she wants to get her six-pack back, but right now she's embracing her little mommy pouch.
Now she's in buffet mode.
Oscar winner Robert Redford is retiring from acting. The 81-year-old will end his iconic 56-year film career with a final movie, The Old Man and the Gun. So that's kind of sad if you're, you know, old and listening.
I remember back in my day.
TMZ has obtained video of Jimmy Fallon singing Guns N' Roses over the weekend at the Palm East Hampton. It looks like he's had a few drinks in him before he went up and sang with the crowd.
I'm on the Wisconsin.
Jimmy Fallon, because he's like,
he killed it. He sounds just like him.
Whoa!
The West Hollywood, Hollywood hypocrites have struck again. The West Hollywood City Council called Monday night for President Trump's star to be removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mayor John Duran wrote on Twitter, "West Hollywood City Council unanimously passes resolution asking the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to remove the Donald Trump star of on the Hollywood Walk of Fame." By the way, actor Kevin Spacey star is still there, even though he was accused of sexual misconduct by at least a dozen men and several underage teens. Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, and Roman Polanski also still have stars.
That's a good start. They should get rid of all those creeps, but then you're not going to have any stars left.
Kylie Jenner made a cameo in her boyfriend and baby daddy Travis Scott's video for Stop Trying to Be a God, which dropped Monday and is a part of the rapper's new album, Astroworld. The music video makes several biblical references and even features Kylie as a modern-day Virgin Mary. You've got to be kidding me. In one scene, the 20-year-old reality star glows a luminescent gold color as she's seen tending to Scott after he's lit on fire. The final scene also stars Kylie, who wears a sequin gown while holding a lamb in a manger. Okay. That is your garbage. Next time we'll talk about who the new Colonel Sanders of KFC is going to be just around 8:15.
Wait, what happened to Reba?
Well, something's
Reba!
Happening.